That's the word peace, only shalom is the verb, and what it means is to be made complete. So the book of Isaiah says in verse 17, the work of righteousness will be peace. And then it says, the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. So salvation, that's the work of righteousness, makes us peaceful. And the longer we're saved, the longer we have Christ's righteousness, our lives become quiet and assured. That's just one example of why I love Isaiah and why I can't wait to teach it to you this week. But let's pray as we begin. Father, we bow before you. Us up here in the mountains in Colorado and these precious students right there on that island right out in the middle of the ocean. And I thank you that both of us are instantly connected to your throne. And your throne is a throne of grace and mercy. And we thank you so much for your grace, for this verse, for the work of righteousness in our hearts. And I pray that in every one of these precious students' lives, that your work of righteousness would give them peace. Peace as they think about the holidays coming, their finances, their relationships with their family, with those that they love and those that they are interested in. I pray that we would have peace. And then the longer we walk with you, I pray that we would feel and know and experience the quietness in our souls that you give and the assurance that what we're doing is going to last forever and that we are related to you through Christ, O God, and that we have endless life. And I pray for the book of Isaiah. It's blessed my life. All of my days that I've read your word, Isaiah has always been a gold mine. And I pray that's what it would become in the hearts and lives and ministries of each of these young people. So we commit this class to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, just before I go, how many of you write in your Bible? Wave your hand. You mark your Bible. Move it so I can see. There we go. I see it. For the rest of you, look at this. There. That's my Bible. And you see, I have verse 17 marked. Every time I read the Bible, I see that I mark that verse. And I have a big arrow pointing at it. In fact, it's right there on the board, Isaiah 32, 17. But here's the other one I want to show you. It's in Isaiah, let me find it. I think it's 48, 18. Here we go. So this is my other favorite verse in Isaiah. Isaiah 48, 18. And it says, oh, that you had heeded my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Now, peace like a river, that's in English, that's a song. You know, I've got peace like a river. What that means is that God's peace flows from him toward us like a river. And if we're not peaceful, it's because we've moved out of the river. If we stay in the river, we're peaceful. God doesn't move. It's us that move. And so that's how you know where you are spiritually. The work of righteousness starts a river of peace flowing into our lives. And we just, our whole goal is stay in the river, stay in the peace. The longer we're there, we get quiet and assured. But see what it says here in verse 18. It says, your peace would be like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Do you all still have those trips down where you have, you go to the ocean as a group and we used to do that. Do you still do that and play games? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. What I love about the ocean is whenever there's sand, like at Saiguipo or whatever that place is called, I love that beach there. You can mess up the sand all you want, and the waves just keep coming and making it perfect all over again. That's the life God gives us. A river of peace, quietness, assurance, and His righteousness is like waves. And every time we come to Him, He just sweeps across our life and makes it brand new all over again. I call that endless new beginnings. And that's what the book of Isaiah is about. And that's what you're going to learn as we go through all 66 of these chapters. So I would stay and write all over my marker board and start teaching you Isaiah, but I'd rather have you watch the zero class. And this is all about, I tell you about memorizing verses. Where's the camera? And putting them on the back of your phone. And I talk to you about the devotional project. And I encourage you to mark your Bibles. So I can't wait for chapel, which is in a week or so. And I can't wait to have Bonnie tell how I met her. But I'll answer your question. The most exciting day of my life after I was saved was when I met Bonnie. And the most wonderful event in my life was when I married Bonnie. And so there, I've answered half of your questions already. But Bonnie will fill in the rest. So I need to go. You're a blessing. We send our love to you. Can't wait to read your Proverbs projects. We'll both read them. And those are always a blessing to us. And I better stop talking. So Mike or Johan or Abby, whoever's in charge, take over. God bless you.